Let's begin. So we left off on the top of page Kuf Nun Hey. We actually began a little bit, but let's pick up right from here. Shoresh Hatov, the root of good, Nisina, giving. Shoresh Hara, the root of evil, Kabbalah, receiving. So what does this mean? Barur Imkein, Shemitzad Aguf, Kol Adam Va'adam Humetzias Latzmos. Remember again, we're talking about this type of unity that exists. And the Chabad explains that this type of true unity only exists through the soul, because when it comes to physicality, bodies are separate and distinct. So again, we don't know yet what this unity means, but we do know that it's good. So he says, therefore, if from the physical perspective, every person is an entity unto himself, Havia la'atzmo, v'shoresh koach ha'is mazgus, v'ha'is achdus, no'utz b'nishmaso. And therefore again, this ability to go ahead and be measured, and this ability to be unified, ultimately again is no'utz, is embedded in one's soul. K'shedibarnu b'inyin ha'achna v'avdala, so when we spoke about it in the earlier chapters, about this concept of Hachna and Avdala, which now we effectively understand means this idea of separating oneself from negative actions, negative feelings, negative emotions, and negative thoughts. So we spoke about the idea, Be'arnu sheyesh es koach hatov shehu b'neshama, v'yesh es koach hara, so we discussed the idea that there is the koach hatov that is in the neshama, and there is this koach hara, this power, this energy of good that is in the soul, and there is this energy of evil that is in the body. Now again, I will say, to be clear, he's not suggesting that the body is evil. That's not what he's saying at all. What he's saying is there is this koach, and therefore one has to be aware of it. The avoda sa'adam, and the avoda of man, lahachnia ulahavdil ashara mikirbo. The koach of man is to go ahead and to separate out this negativity from within. Hein b'ma'asa, hein b'dibor, vein b'machshava. So we'll say again, this negativity resides in three different areas. It resides in the area of actions, dynamic activity. It resides in the realm of speech, and it resides in the realm of thought. The idea is to purge negativity from all three of these particular areas. Yesh shorish pinimi ba'adam, shua shorish latov. Yet again, there's a root, there is an essence of man that internally is good. Umeidach yesh shoresh, shehu ha-shoresh l'ra. On the other hand, again, there is this shoresh, this root, that's negative. Tov humi lashon chibor. Interestingly enough, the word tov, which we translate as good, also is connected to the word chibor, connected to the word connection. What does that mean? Lo tov heyos ha-adam levado. What does the pasuk say? It's actually interesting that it's not the first time we see the word tov. I mean, the first time we see the word tov in the Torah is where? Vayar Elokim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw ki tov. So interesting enough, however, what the Mechaber picks up on is when God refers to the fact that Adam is alone, he uses the lashon of lo tov heyos ha-adam levado. It is not good for man to be alone. So the Mechaber says, u'michla lav ata shomeahein. And I will say, again, what he says is like this. If God is saying that it's not good to be alone, therefore, what is the state of good? To be together. Right? So if it's not good to be alone, then it must be that good is achieved. Im alevant einenu tov, if being alone is not good. Im kein ha'is achdus hitova. Therefore, connection to the other must be something that is inherently good. Okay. Mahu ha'koach ha'ma'achid. So we'll say, therefore, what he's doing over here, something very interesting, is he's reframing this discussion to a certain degree. And what he's saying is like this, that Tov represents the ability to connect. Ra represents the ability, or Ra represents the state of disconnect. So what does this mean? What is this koach? What is this koach of connection? And what is this koach of disconnection? Bekisvei Maran, Hagon Rav Dessler, Zatzal. So he writes over here in the word Rav Eliyahu Dessler, Mevuar, she is sold tefisas avodas ha'adam ale'adamos, tamun b'munachim kabbala unesina. So Rav Dessler writes, Mechtav Melio, that the essence of man's avoda in this world is really embedded in the concepts of Kabbalah, receiving, and nesina, giving. HaKabbalah, he shoresh hafrada. Receiving, by definition, is the source of separation, disconnect. E'ef shalahagdir osa kira be'etzem. Again, it's not ra, receiving is not bad. Im ki im adam mekabel biyosher ubetzedek, zo eineno gineva oramos. Because if you receive something, and you receive it appropriately, you receive it because it's due to you, then again, that's not called theft, it's not called trickery. Hare ze lo ra, ach hu hashoresh lara. But it is the root of that which is negative. Now, obviously, we're gonna define why this is. Nesina, on the other hand, nesina lumazos, giving, on the other hand, giving, hu shoresh hatov, is the root of all that is good. Ve'imkein harihi shoresh hez achtos. So I'll say, what we've just done over here is we've created, understand what we're trying to do, just to frame this in the right way. What we're trying to figure out in this particular chapter is we're trying to create a sense of connection. Because remember, again, until now, the Sefer has really been focused on separation. Separation from what? Separation from negative actions, negative emotions, and negative thoughts. That's what he calls in the first two stages of the Baal Shem Tov's model, Hachno'a and Havdala. But now we're up to the stage of Hamtaka. Hamtaka means creating a unified existence. Creating a unified existence, what he calls an existence of his achtos, of togetherness. And again, so what we've established so far is his achtos can only really come through the soul. Why? Because bodies, physicality by definition is separating. Because again, I have my physicality, you have your physicality, we could stand next to each other, we could hold each other's hands, you know, we could bond for a certain amount of time physically, but at the end of the day, we are still separate physical beings. Therefore, true unity could only be accomplished through the soul. That's piece number one. Again, we don't know what these concepts mean yet, we're just trying to establish principles. Principle number two is that, again, Tov is a state of togetherness. How do we know that? Lo tov heyos adam levado. If it was not good for man to be alone, then it must be good to be together. That's point number two. And point number three, which is a follow-up on number two, which is the ultimate good is giving. Somehow, again, it's this act of giving that leads us to his achtos, that leads us to togetherness. However, but receiving or taking ultimately, again, as the opposite of his achtus, creates perut, creates separation. So let's go on just a little bit, now that we have these principles. Asara anashim imatara achos ha'amnam. 10 people with the same purpose, is it possible? So he writes, na'amik v'nisponin bedugma shetevahir ma'ates hadvarim. Let's go ahead and let's give a mashal that will help illuminate this issue. Asara anashim is asan l'shmoa hartza'a ha'osekes b'nosei. So imagine 10 people gather to hear a lecture or a seminar. What's a seminar? How to successfully run your business. Is that what's called a seminar? There's a name. Like a workshop. You know, a seminar, workshop. How to successfully run your business. Omei lifnei emiratze, boger universita, bal toar, So what happens? So there's an individual. I'm sorry. Graduate degree. Right. So he has Boger Nevusta. So he has, again, he has a college degree. He has university, a graduate degree. Omilvadzos. So we'll say, okay, so first of all, if you're showing up to that business seminar for his degrees already, you might have wasted your money. Okay, but all right. Umilvadzos, so here's the chav. Umilvadzos, esrim shnos nisayin bahakamas asakim klal olamim. But in addition to that, I mean, more important than his degrees is what? He's had a couple of decades of experience running successful businesses. And what does he do? He teaches people. So not only has he run his own businesses, he teaches people how to set up businesses. Interestingly enough, all 10 of those people are there to hear the same thing. Their purpose is the same. Lahakim Esek Matzliach. What do they all want? They all want to establish a successful business. B'mabat Hashtachi, Yesh Kan Asara Anashim Meuchadim. Now, if you look at the panoramic view, there are ten individual people. Kulam Magim Imatara Achas, Barura Ma'od, Muskemes Al Kulam, Kulam Shoskim Umakshivim Lachom Mila. So 10 people arrive there. Now again, when you look at them, each of them look like 10 people who are together. They're all there for the same purpose. It's clear what their purpose is. They're all agreed on their purpose. And they're all quiet and listening to each and every word that's coming out of the instructor's mouth. They paid a lot of money for this seminar. And therefore what? They do not want to lose out on even one word. Turn the page. Kof nun vav, and with this we'll stop. Aval b'mabat ha'pnimi yoser, but when you look a little bit deeper, elu asara anoshim nifradim ze mize kimat petachlis ha'perot. But yet, if you look a little bit deeper, you'll realize that what? These people are separate and distinct. They're so different from one another. Why? He says, madua, emes ha'davar, it's true. All of them arrive for the same purpose, which is what? Lilmod eich osim esek. Because they all want to learn how to conduct business. Aval l'shem ma hu rotze es ha'esek. But why does a person want their business to be successful? Lidog la'atzmo. What's the answer? The answer is because I need to take care of me. I'm not here to build my business because of you. Like me and the other guys at the seminar. I'm not here because, again, I want to take care of you because I feel, wow, you know what? I know what I need to survive, but I'd like to be able to make more so I can go to support anyone else. Why is everybody there at the business seminar? For themselves. Again, he's not talking about in an egocentric, greedy way. He's talking about just the reality is that each and every person is there to further their own personal interests. He says, in kol ha'asara ha'yumagim l'ilmot, ich oskim asokim, kedei leftoach ha'aretz. All right, we'll say, actually, you know what, we'll have to stop over here. So the point over here that he's making in this mashal is, here you have people that seem to be unified of purpose, right? At the end of the day, they are all going ahead and attending this seminar. Yet, again, even though it looks like they're unified in purpose, at the end of the day, their purposes are actually quite dissimilar in that each individual is truly there for themselves. Okay, so we're leaving off mid-mushal. Well, let me pick up with it on Monday.